Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cecilia Tillman, CECILIA TILLMAN. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident 3-21-2025. Date of service 11-24-2025. Cecilia Tillman presents with various symptoms, especially she complains of headaches, which are located to the front and back of the head, constant, and they are usually 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient has ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 8, with radiation of pain and numbness and tingling to both arms and both legs, anteriorly and posteriorly, mostly the right, usually. Left is often left leg. In the right leg, it is front and back. Left leg, it is only in the front. He reports of having memory issues, mood problem, focus problem, concentration problem, some spots in the vision, ear ringing, low appetite, and discomfort throughout, difficulty in sleeping, and patient has been undergoing physical therapy, and she is doing neuropsych treatment with the psychotherapy. Her neuropsych report became available. And in the report, it is mentioned that patient did not have a significant mental issues, memory issues, or cognitive issues. After administering all the tests, however, her MRI for the brain, neurocont was positive for brain trauma. The progress of the patient is reasonable. The patient reports that her pain is around 8, ADLs are affected 8. Patient do report 90 to 100% recovery from various symptoms since the time of accident. And she has lost balance here and there, but nothing significant. She has not been hospitalized in the last 30 days. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 98 over 46, pulse 73, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits. Dated 11-10-2025, dictation number 1111-025. Then, the patient has been advised to do a focus factor to try to see if that will help her improving the focus concentration issues. Patient has been provided various medication on the last visit that are still pending. They are available. Mobic was provided 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex was provided, stomach protection. Wellbutrin XR 150 twice a day for mood. Nirontin was provided 600 milligram twice a day. Pericets have been provided for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief was provided. The patient has been shying away from coming for injection treatment. And now she has been impressed upon that the role of injection treatment and further interventions. She'll be scheduled for a epidural injections on 12-5-2025. She has missed several appointments. She also is found to have issues in the shoulder as well as the facet joint. The MRIs were reviewed, and also she has a right SI joint inflammation ongoing despite her surgery in the past. MRI for the brain was reviewed. She has a L4, L5, L5 S1 disc bulging with the compression of L5 nerve root bilaterally and facet ligament, facet hypertrophy bilaterally. Cervical spine has not been done. We are going to order a MRI for the brain with neuroquant, MRI for the cervical spine, without contrast, an MRI of the brain to make sure there is no aneurysms in the brain. Patient has been advised to consult the mind group for neurology and any other neurologist so that EEG can be performed. Patient to continue social counseling with Heidi counseling, neuropsych counseling with the Triton. Patient has been advised to consult a psychiatrist, Dr. Parks and Dr. Chazo. Phone numbers have been shared. Physical therapy 2 times a week is to continue. And she remains off work. Hospital replacement and transportation has been ordered. Xanax was provided for extreme panic that she has reported. Antibody was provided, 25 milligram every 6 hour PR and 90 tablets for dizziness. Hydroxyzine was provided, 25 milligram PR and 90 tablets for anxiety. Prednisone was also provided, 10 milligram, one pill a day for further anti-inflammatory effect and also for dizziness and ringing in the ear that she has been complaining. Patient will be seen on around 15 days time when her medication will be needed to be refilled and therapy order has to be done at that time. Thank you.